Good afternoon. It's getting dark even earlier today.
Hello, Dr. Rank. Come in, come in. I recognized your ring. But you mustn't go into Torvald yet. I believe he's working.
And you?
Oh, for you, I always have time to spare. You know that.
Many thanks. I'll make use of that time while I can.
What do you mean by that, while you can?
Does that disturb you?
Well, it's such an odd phrase. Is anything going to happen?
What's going to happen is what I've been expecting so long, but I honestly didn't think it would come so soon.
What is it you found out, Dr. Rank? You have to tell me.
I'm going downhill fast. There's nothing to be done about it.
Oh, is it you, then?
Who else? There's no point in lying to oneself. I'm the most miserable of all my patients, Mrs. Helmer. These past few days, I've been auditing my internal accounts bankrupt. Within a few months, I'll probably be laid out and rotting in the churchyard.
Oh, what a horrible thing to say.
The thing itself is horrible. But the worst of it all is the other horror before it's over. There's only one final examination left. When I'm finished with that, I'll know about when my disintegration will begin. Well, there's something I want to say. Helmer, with his sensitivity, has such a sharp distaste for anything ugly. I don't want him near my sick room.
Oh, but Dr. Rank...
I won't have him in there. Under no condition. I'll lock my door to him. As soon as I'm completely sure of the worst, I'll send you my calling card marked with a black cross, and you'll know then the wreck has started to come apart.
Oh, today you're completely unreasonable, and I wanted you so much to be in a really good humor.
With death up my sleeve... And then to suffer this way for somebody else's sins? Is there any justice in that? And in every single family, in some way or another, this inevitable retribution of nature goes on.
Oh, poo! Please, cheer up.
Yes, I'd just as soon laugh at it all. My poor innocent spine serving time for my father's wild army days.
Oh, he was so infatuated with asparagus tips and pâté de foie gras, wasn't that it?
Yes, and with truffles.
Truffles, yes. And then oysters, I suppose.
Oh, yes, tons of oysters,
and
naturally.
Then the port and the champagne to go with it. Ugh. It's so sad that all these delectable things have to strike our bones.
Especially when they strike at the unhappy bones that never shared in the fun.
Oh, that's the saddest of all. Why did you smile?
No, it was you who laughed.
No, it was you who smiled, Dr. Rank.
You're even a bigger tease than I thought.
Oh, I'm full of crazy ideas today.
That's obvious.
Oh, dear, dear Dr. Rank, you'll never die for Torvald and me.
Oh, that loss you'll easily get over. Those who go away are soon forgotten.
You believe that?
One makes new connections and then...
Well, who makes new connections?
Both you and Torvald will when I'm gone. Well, I'd say you're well underway already. What was that Mrs. Lind doing here last evening?
Oh, come, you can't be jealous of poor Christine.
Oh, yes, I am. She'll be my successor here in the house. When I'm down under, that woman will probably be...
Oh, shh, not so loud. She's right in there.
Today as well, so you see.
Only to sew on my dress. Good gracious, how unreasonable you are. Now, be nice, Dr. Rank. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow you'll see how beautifully I'll dance. And you can imagine then that I'm dancing only for you. Mm. Yes, and... Of course, for Torvald, too, but that's understood. Dr. Rank, sit over here, and I'll show you something.
What's that?
Look here. Look.
Silk stockings.
Flesh-colored. Aren't they lovely? Now it's so dark here, but tomorrow... No. Just look at the feet. Oh, well, you may as well look at the rest. Why do you look so critical? Don't you believe they'll fit?
I've never had any chance to form an opinion on that.
Shame on you, doctor. Oh. That's for you.
And what other splendors am I going to see now?
Not the least bit more, because you've been naughty.
When I sit here together with you like this, completely easy and open, then I don't know. I simply can't imagine... Whatever would have become of me if I'd never come into this house?
Yes. I really think you feel completely at home with us.
And then to go away from it all without even...
Oh, nonsense. You're not going away.
Not even be able to leave some poor show of gratitude behind. Scarcely a fleeting regret, no more than a vacant place that anyone can fill.
And if I asked you now for... No.
For what?
For a good proof of your friendship.
Yes, yes.
No, I mean, for an exceptionally big favor.
Would you really once make me so happy?
Oh, you haven't the vaguest idea what it is.
All right, then tell me.
Oh, no, but I can't, Dr. Rank. It's all out of reason. It's advice and help, too, and a favor.
So much the better. I can't fathom what you're hinting at. Just speak out. Don't you trust me?
Oh, yes, of course. I trust you more than anyone else. You're my best and truest friend, I'm sure. That's why I want to talk to you. All right, then, Dr. Rank. There's something that you can help me prevent. You know how deeply, how inexpressibly dearly Torvald loves me. He'd never hesitate a second to give up his life for me.
Nora, do you think he's the only one?
Who?
Who'd gladly give up his life for you?
I see.
I swore to myself, you should know this before I'm gone. I'll never find a better chance. Yes, Nora, now you know. And also you know now that you can trust me beyond anyone else.
Let me by.
Nora.
No. Helene! Bring the lamp in. Oh, dear Dr. Rank, that was really mean of you.
That I've loved you just as deeply as somebody else, was that mean?
No, but that you came out and told me that was quite unnecessary.
What do you mean? Have you known?
Here's the lamp, madame. Shall I put it on the table?
Please.
Thank you, madame.
Nora. Mrs. Helmer. I'm asking you. Have you known about it?
Oh, how can I tell what I know or what I don't know? Really, I don't know what to say. Why did you have to be so clumsy, Dr. Rank? Everything was so good.
Well, in any case, you now have the knowledge that my body and soul are at your command, so won't you speak out?
After that?
Please, just let me know what it is.
No, you can't do anything now.
I have to. You mustn't punish me like this. Give me the chance to do whatever is humanly possible for you.
No, now there's nothing you can do for me. Besides, actually, I don't need any help. You'll see. It's only my fantasies. That's what it is, of course. Oh, what a nice one you are, Dr. Rank. Aren't you a little bit ashamed that the lamp is here?
No, not exactly. But perhaps I'd better go. For good?
No, no, you certainly can't do that. You must come here just as you always have. You know that Torvald can't do without you.
Yes, but you?
I think it's always such fun whenever you come here.
That's precisely what threw me off. You're a mystery to me. So many times I've felt you'd almost rather be with me than with Helmer.
Yes. You see, there are some people that one loves most, and other people that one would almost prefer being with.
Yes, there's something to that.
Yes. When I was back home, of course, I loved Papa most, but I always thought it was so much fun when I could sneak down to the maids' quarters because they never tried to improve me. And it was always so amusing the way they talked to each other.
Aha! Uh-huh. So it's their place that I've filled.
Oh, dear sweet Dr. Rank, that's not what I meant at all. But you can understand that with Torvald, it's just the same as with Papa.
Ma'am, please. There's a gentleman here. He sent you his card.
Oh, thank you.
Anything wrong?
No, no. No, not at all. It's only some... It's my new dress.
Really? But there's your dress.
Oh, that... But this is another one. I ordered it. Torvald mustn't know.
Ah, now we have the big secret.
That's right. That's right. Now just go in with him. He's back in his inner study. You keep him there for a while.
Don't worry. He won't get away.
And he's standing waiting in the kitchen, Helene?
Yes, he came up by the back stairs.
But didn't you tell him that somebody was here?
Yes, but that didn't do any good.
He won't leave?
No, he won't go until he's talked with you, ma'am.
Well, let him come in then, but quietly, Helene, and don't breathe a word about this. It's a surprise for my husband.
Yes, yes, I understand.
Oh, this horror. It's going to happen. No, it can't happen. It mustn't. Quickly. Lock Torvald's door.
The gentleman, Miss Nora.
Come in quickly and talk softly. My husband's home.
Who cares?
What do you want?
Some information.
Hurry up, then. What is it?
You know, of course, that I got my notice.
I couldn't prevent it, Mr. Krogstad. I fought for you to the bitter end, but nothing worked.
Does your husband's love for you run so thin? He knows everything I can expose you to, and all the same, he
How
dares to
How can you imagine that he knows anything about this?
Ah, No. I can't imagine it either, no. It's not at all like my fine Torvald Helmer to have so much guts.
Mr. Krogstad, I demand respect for my husband.
Why, of course, all due respect. But since the lady's keeping it so carefully hidden, may I presume to ask if you're also a bit better informed than yesterday what you've actually done?
More than you could ever teach me.
Yes, I am such an awful lawyer.
What is it you want from me?
Just a glimpse of how you are, Mrs. Helmer.
Oh.
I've been thinking about you all day long. Even a bill collector, an ambulance chaser, a type like me also has a little of what they call a heart, you know?
Well, then show it. Think of my children.
Did your husband or you ever think of mine? No, but never mind. I simply wanted to tell you that you don't need to take this thing too seriously. For the present, I'm not proceeding with any action.
Oh, no, really? Well, I knew that.
Everything can be settled in a friendly spirit. It doesn't have to get around town at all. It can just stay among us three.
Oh, my husband must never know anything of this.
How can you manage that? Perhaps you can pay me the balance.
No, not right now.
Or you know some way of raising the sum in a day or two.
No way that I'm willing to use.
Well, it wouldn't have done you any good anyway. If you stood in front of me with a fistful of bills, you still couldn't buy your signature back.
Then tell me what you're going to do with it.
I'll just hold it. Keep it on file. There's no outsider who'll even get wind of it. So if you've been thinking of taking some desperate step...
I have.
Been thinking of running away from home?
I have.
Or even something worse?
How could you guess that?
You can drop those thoughts.
How could you guess that I was thinking of that?
Most of us think about that at first. I thought about it too, but I discovered I hadn't the courage.
I don't either.
That's true? You haven't the courage, you too?
I don't have it. I don't have it.
It would be terribly stupid anyway. After that first storm at home blows out, why then... I have here in my pocket a letter for your husband.
Telling everything?
As charitably as possible.
Oh, he mustn't ever get that letter. Tear it up. I'll find some way to get money.
Beg pardon, Mrs. Helmer, but I think I just told
you that... Oh, I don't mean the money that I owe you. Let me know how much you want from my husband and I'll manage it.
I don't want any money from your husband.
Well, then what do you want,
I'll
then?
Tell you what I want. I want to recoup, Mrs. Helmer. I want to get on in the world, and that's where your husband can help me. For a year and a half, I've kept myself clean of anything disreputable. All that time, struggling with the worst conditions. But I was satisfied, working my way up, step by step. Now I've been written right off, and I'm just not in the mood to come crawling back. I'll tell you, I want to move on. I want to get back in the bank in a better position. Your husband can set up a job for me.
He'll never do that.
He'll do it. I know him. He won't dare breathe a word of protest. And once I'm in there with him, you just wait and see. Inside of a year, I'll be the manager's right-hand man. It'll be Nils Krogstad, not Torvald Helmer, who runs the bank.
You'll never see the day.
Maybe you think you can make...
I have the courage now for that.
Oh, you don't scare me. A smart, spoiled lady like yourself.
You'll see. You'll see.
Under the ice, maybe. Down in the freezing cold black water. There, till you float up in the spring, unrecognizable, with your hair falling out.
You don't frighten me.
Nor do you frighten me. One doesn't do these things, Mrs. Helmer. Besides, what good would it be? I still have him safe in my pocket.
Afterwards? When I'm no longer...
Are you forgetting that I'll be in control then?
Oh.
Over your final reputation. Good. Now I've warned you. Don't do anything stupid. When Helmer's read my letter, I'll be waiting for his reply. And bear in mind that it's your husband himself who forced me back to my old ways. I'll never forgive him for that. Goodbye, Mrs. Helmer.
He's gone. Didn't leave the letter. Oh, no. No, that's impossible, too. What's that? He's standing outside, not going down the stairs. He's thinking it over. Maybe he'll... No. Oh, no. No, in the mailbox. It's lying there, Torvald. Oh, Torvald, now we're lost.
There now, I can't see anything else to mend. Perhaps you'd like to try it on.
Christine, come over here to the door.
What's wrong? You look upset.
Come here. You see that letter there? Look through the glass in the mailbox.
Yes, I see it.
That letter's from Krogstad.
Nora, it's Krogstad who loaned you the money.
Yes. And now Torvald will find out everything.
Believe me, Nora, it's best for both of you.
I only want to tell you that, Christine, so that you can be my witness.
Witness? Why should I be a witness?
If I should ever go out of my mind, it could easily happen.
Nora!
Or anything else occurred so I couldn't be present here.
Nora, you're not yourself at all.
And someone should try to take on the whole weight. All of the guilt. You follow me?
Yes, of course, but why do you think that...
Then you're the witness that it isn't true, Christine. I'm very much myself. My mind right now is perfectly clear, and I'm telling you, nobody... Nobody else has known about this. I did it all alone. Remember that.
I will, but I don't understand all this.
Well, how could you ever understand it? It's the miracle now that's going to take place.
The miracle?
Yes, the miracle. But it's so awful, Christine. It mustn't take place, not for anything in the world.
I'm going right over and talk with Krogstad.
Don't go near him. He'll do you some terrible harm.
There was a time once when he'd gladly have done anything for me.
He?
Where does he live?
Well, how do I know? Wait. Yes. Here's his card. But the letter.
Nora!
Oh, what is it? What is it? What do you want?
Now, don't be so frightened. We're not coming in. You locked the door. Are you trying on the dress?
Yes, I'm trying it. I'll just look beautiful, Torvald.
Krogstad lives right around the corner.
Yes, but what's the use? We're lost. The letter's in the box.
And your husband has the key?
Yes, always.
Krogstad can ask for his letter back unread. He can find some excuse.
Oh, but it's just this time that Torvald used to...
Stole him. Keep him in there. I'll be back as quick as I can.
Torvald! I can unlock the door now.
Well, does one dare set foot in one's own living room at last? Come on, Rank. Now we'll get a look. Oh, but what's this?
What, Torvald, dear?
Rank had me expecting some grand masquerade.
Well, that was my impression, but I must have been wrong.
No one can admire me in my splendor, not until tomorrow.
But Nora, dear, you look so exhausted. Have you practiced too hard?
No. I haven't practiced at all.
You know it's necessary.
Oh, it's absolutely necessary, Torvald. But I can't get anywhere without your help. I've forgotten the whole thing completely.
We'll soon take care of that.
Oh, yes. Take care of me, Torvald, please. Promise me that. Oh, I'm so nervous. That big party. Oh, you must give everything up this evening for me. No business. Don't even touch your pen. Oh, yes, dear Torvald, promise?
It's a promise. Tonight, I'm completely at your service, you little helpless thing. Oh, but first, there's one thing I want to do.
Oh, no, don't do that, Torvald.
Now what?
Torvald, please. There isn't any mail.
Well, let me look, though.
But Torvald, listen.
Aha!
I can't dance tomorrow if I don't practice with you.
Nora, dear, are you really so frightened?
Oh, yes. So terribly, terribly frightened. Let me practice right now. There's still time before dinner. Oh, sit down. Sit down and play for me, Torvald. Direct me. Teach me the way you always have.
Gladly, if that's what you want.
Here's my tambourine. Oh, and my shawl. Play for me now. Now I'll dance.
Slower down.
Oh, no. Can't change it.
Not so violent, Nora.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be just like this.
No, don't. That won't do at all.
Oh, Isn't that what I told you?
Let me play for her.
Yes, go on. I can teach her more easily then. Gently, Laura.
No, that's too wild. Look, your hair is coming down more gracefully, Nora. But, Nora, darling, you dance as if your life were at stake.
And it is.
Right. Stop. This is pure madness. Stop it, I say.
I never would have believed it. You've forgotten everything I taught you.
Yes, yes, you see for yourself.
Well, there's certainly room for instruction here.
Oh, yes, yes, you see how important it is. You've got to teach me to the very last minute. Promise me that, Torvald.
You can be sure of that.
Well, you mustn't. You mustn't either today or tomorrow think about anything else but me. You mustn't open any letters or the mailbox.
Oh, it's still the fear of that man.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 that too.
Nora, it's written all over you. There's a letter from him out there.
I don't know, but I guess so. But you mustn't read such things now. There mustn't be anything ugly between us before it's all over.
You shouldn't deny her, Torvald.
No.
The child can have her way. But tomorrow night, after you've danced...
Then you'll be free.
Ma'am, dinner is served.
We'll be wanting champagne, Helene.
Very good, ma'am.
Ah, a regular banquet, huh?
Yes. Yes, a banquet. Champagne till daybreak. And some macaroons, Helene! Heaps of them! Just this once, Torvald.
Oh, no. No hysteria. Be my own little lark again.
Oh, I will soon enough. But go into the dining room. And you too, Dr. Rank. Oh, Christine, help me put up my hair.
It's not a case of something on the way, is it?
Oh, no, of course not. It's nothing more than that childish anxiety I was telling you about. Come.
Well?
Left town.
Oh, I could see by your face.
He'll be home tomorrow evening. I wrote him a note.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Don't try to stop anything now. After all, it's a wonderful joy, this waiting here for a miracle.
What is it you're waiting for?
Oh, you can't understand that. Go into them. I'll be along in a moment.
Very well.
5 o'clock. 7 hours to midnight. 24 hours to the midnight after, and then the tarantella's done. 7 and 24. 31 hours to live.
What's become of the little lark?
Here's your lark!
Not here yet. And there's hardly any time left. If only he's not too late. Ah, there he is. Come in, Krogstad. Nobody's here.
I found a note from you at home. What's this all about?
I had to talk to you.
Oh, and it had to be here in this house?
At my place, it was impossible. My room hasn't a private entrance. Come in. We're all alone. The maid's asleep and the Helmers are at the dance upstairs.
Ah, well, the Helmers are dancing tonight, really.
Yes, why not?
How true, why not?
All right, Krogstad. Let's talk.
Do we two have anything more to talk about?
We have a great deal to talk about.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No, because you've never understood me, really.
Was there anything to understand except what's all too common in life? A heartless woman throws over a man the moment a better catch comes along.
You think I'm so thoroughly heartless? You think I broke it off lightly?
Didn't you?
Nils, is that really what you thought?
If you cared, then why did you write me the way you did?
What else could I do? If I had to break off with you, then it was my obligation as well to root out everything you felt for me.
So that was it? And all this, simply for money?
Don't forget, I had a helpless mother and 2 small brothers. We couldn't wait for you, Nils. You had such a long road ahead of you then.
That may be. But you still have the right to abandon me for somebody else's sake.
Yes, I don't know. So many times I've asked myself if I did have that right.
When I lost you, it was as if all the solid ground dissolved from under my feet. Look at me. I'm a half-drowned man now, hanging onto a wreck.
Help may be near.
It was near, but then you came and blocked it off.
Without my knowing it, Nils. Today, for the first time, I learned that it's you I'm replacing at the bank.
All right. I believe you. But now that you know, will you step aside?
No, because that wouldn't benefit you in the slightest.
Not benefit me? Huh. I'd step aside anyway.
I've learned to be realistic. Life and hard, bitter necessity have taught me that.
And life's taught me never to trust fine phrases.
Then life's taught you a very sound thing. But you do have to trust in actions, don't you?
What does that mean?
You said you were hanging on like a half-drowned man to a wreck.
I have good reason to say that.
I'm also like a half-drowned woman on a wreck. No one to care about and no one to care for.
You made your choice.
There wasn't any choice then.
So? What of it?
Nils, if only we two shipwrecked people could reach across to each other.
What are you saying?
Two on one wreck are at least better off than each on his own.
Christine.
Why do you think I came into town?
Did you really have some thought of me?
I have to work to go on living. All my born days, as long as I can remember, I've worked, and it's been my best and my only joy. But now I'm completely alone in the world, so terribly lost and forsaken. To work for yourself? There's no joy in that. Nils, give me something, someone to work for.
I don't believe all this. It's just some hysterical feminine urge to go out and make a noble sacrifice.
Have you ever found me to be hysterical?
Can you honestly mean this? Do you know everything about my past?
Yes.
And you know what to think I'm worth around here?
From what you were saying before, it would seem that with me, you could have been another person.
I'm positive of that.
Couldn't it happen still?
Christine, you're saying this in all seriousness. Yes, you are. I can see it in you. And do you really have the courage then?
I need to have someone to care for. And your children need a mother. We both need each other, Nils. I have faith that you're good at heart. I'll risk everything together with you.
Christine, thank you. Thank you. Now I know I can win back a place in their eyes. Yes, but I forgot.
Shh, the tarantella. Go now, go on.
Well, yes, but what? Why?
You hear the dance up there? When that's over, they'll be coming down.
Oh, then I'll go, but it's all pointless. Of course, you don't know the move I made against the Helmers.
Yes, Nils, I know.
All the same, you have the courage to...
I know how far despair can drive a man like you.
Oh, if only I could take it all back.
You easily could. Your letter's still lying in the mailbox.
Are you sure of that?
Positive. But
is that the meaning of this, then? You'll save your friend at any price. Tell me straight out, is that it?
Nils, anyone who sold herself for somebody else once isn't going to do it again.
I'll demand my letter back.
No. No.
Yes, of course. I'll stay here until Helmer comes down. I'll tell him to give me my letter again, that it only involves my dismissal, that he shouldn't read
no,
it.
No, Nils, don't call the letter back.
But wasn't that exactly why you wrote me to come down here?
Yes, in that first panic. But it's been a whole day and night since then, and in that time I've seen such incredible things in this house. Helmer's got to learn everything. This dreadful secret has to be aired. Those two have to come to a full understanding. All these lies and evasions can't go on.
Well, if you want to chance it. But at least there's one thing I can do, and do right away.
Go now, go quick. The dance is over. We're not safe another second.
I'll wait for you outside.
Yes, please do. Take me home.
I can't believe it. I've never been so happy.
How different. Someone to work for, to live for. A home to build. Well, it's worth a try. Oh, if only they'd come. Ah, there they are. Where's my coat?
But Nora, dear.
I beg you, please, Torvald, from the bottom of my heart, please, only an hour more.
Not a single minute, Nora, darling. You know our agreement. Come in. In we go. You'll catch cold out here.
Good evening. Christine.
Why, Mrs. Lind, are you here so late?
Yes, I'm afraid I wasn't here early enough. You were already upstairs, and then I thought I really couldn't leave without seeing you, Nora.
Yes, take a good look. She's worth looking at, I can tell you that, Mrs. Lind. Isn't she lovely?
Oh, yes, I should say so.
A dream of loveliness, isn't she? That's what everyone thought at the party, too. But she's horribly stubborn, this sweet little thing. What's to be done with her? Can you imagine? I almost had to use force to pry her away.
Oh, Torvald, you're going to regret you didn't indulge me even for just a half hour more.
There, you see? She danced her tarantella and got a tumultuous hand, which was well earned, although the performance may have been a bit too naturalistic. I mean, it rather overstepped the proprieties of art. But never mind. What's important is she made a success, an overwhelming success. You think I could let her stay on after that and spoil the effect? Oh, no. I took my lovely little Capri girl, my capricious little Capri girl, I should say, took her under my arm, one quick tour of the ballroom, a nod to one and all, and then, as they say in novels, the beautiful vision disappeared. An exit should always be effective, Mrs. Lynn, but that's what I can't get Nora to grasp. Whew, it's hot in here. Oh, or is it my cloak? Ah, why is it so dark in my study? Oh, yes, of course. Excuse me while I light some candles.
So, I talked with him.
And?
Nora, you must tell your husband everything.
I knew it.
You've got nothing to fear from Krogstad, but you have to speak out.
I won't.
Then the letter will.
Thanks, Christine. I know what's to be done. Oh, shh.
Well, Mrs. Lind, have you admired her?
Yes. And now I'll say goodnight.
Oh, come so soon. Is this yours? This knitting?
Oh, yes, thanks. I nearly forgot it.
Do you knit then?
Oh, yes.
You know what? You should embroider instead.
Really? Why?
Yes, because it's a lot prettier. See here, one holds the embroidery so in the left hand, and then one guides the needle with the right, so in an easy sweeping curve, right?
Yes, I guess that's...
But on the other hand, knitting, it can never be anything but ugly. Look, see, here, the arms tucked in, the knitting needles going up and down. There's something Chinese about it. Oh, that was a really glorious champagne they served.
Yes, good night, Nora. And don't be stubborn anymore.
Well put, Mrs. Lynn.
Good night, Mr. Helmer.
Yes, good night, good night. I hope you get home all right. I'd be very happy to, but you don't have far to go. Good night. Good night. Oh, there now. At last we got her out the door. She's a deadly bore, that creature.
Aren't you pretty tired, Torvald?
No, not a bit.
You're not sleepy?
Mm-mm. Not at all. On the contrary, I'm feeling quite exhilarated. But you, yes, you look really tired and sleepy.
Yes, I'm very tired. Soon now I'll sleep.
See, I was right all along that we shouldn't stay longer.
Whatever you do is always right.
Now my little lark is talking like a human being. But didn't you see how lively Rank was tonight?
Was he?
Hmm.
I didn't get to speak with him.
Oh, I scarcely did either, but it's a long time since I've seen him in such high spirits. It's marvelous, though, to be back home again. To be completely alone with you. Oh, you bewitchingly lovely young woman.
Torvald, don't look at me like that.
Why shouldn't I look at my dearest possession? At all that loveliness that's mine. Mine alone. Completely mine.
You mustn't talk to me that way tonight.
Oh, the tarantella is still in your blood. I can see. And it makes you even more enticing. Listen. The guests are beginning to go. Nora, it'll soon be quiet through this whole house.
Yes, I hope so.
You do, don't you, my love? Do you realize... When I'm out at a party like this with you, do you know why I talk to you so little and keep such a distance away? Just send you a stolen look now and then. You know why I do it? It's because I'm imagining then that you're my secret darling, my secret young bride-to-be, and that no one suspects there's anything between us.
Yes, 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 I know. You're always thinking of me.
And then when we leave and I place the shawl over those fine young rounded shoulders, over that wonderful curving neck, then I pretend that you're my young bride. That we're just coming from the wedding. That for the first time I'm bringing you into the house. That for the first time I'm alone with you. Completely alone with you. Your trembling young beauty. All this evening I've longed for nothing but you. When I saw you turn and sway in the tarantella, my blood was pounding till I couldn't stand it. That's why I brought you down so early.
Go away, Torvald. Leave me alone. I don't want all this.
What do you mean? Nora, you're teasing me. You will, won't you? Aren't I your husband?
What's that?
Who is it?
It's me. May I come in a moment?
Oh, what does he want now?
Hold on. Oh, how nice that you didn't just pass us by.
I thought I heard your voice. And then I wanted so badly to have a look in. Ah, me, these old familiar haunts. Oh, you have it snug and cozy in here, you two.
Oh, you seem to be having it pretty cozy upstairs, too.
Absolutely. Why shouldn't I? Why not take in everything in life as much as one can, anyway, and as long as you can? Oh, that wine was superb.
The champagne especially.
Oh, you'll notice that, too. It's amazing how much I could guzzle down.
Torvald also drank a lot of champagne this evening.
Oh?
Yes, and that always makes him so entertaining.
Well, why shouldn't one have a lively evening after a well-spent day?
Well-spent? I'm afraid I can't claim that.
But I can, you see.
Dr. Rank, you must have done some scientific research today.
Quite so.
Oh, come now, little Nora talking about scientific research.
And can I congratulate you on the results?
Indeed you may.
Then they were good?
The best possible for both doctor and patient. Certainty.
Certainty?
Complete certainty. So don't I owe myself a lively evening afterwards?
Yes. Yes, you're right, Dr. Rank.
I'm with you just so long as you don't have to suffer for it in the morning.
Well, one never gets something for nothing in life.
Dr. Rank, are you very fond of masquerade parties?
Oh, yes, if there's a good array of odd disguises.
Tell me. What should we two go as at the next masquerade?
You little featherhead, already thinking of the next.
We two. I'll tell you what. You must go as Charmed Life.
Yes, but find a costume for that.
Your wife can appear just as she looks every day.
That was nicely put. But don't you know what you're going to be?
Oh, yes, Helmer. I've made up my mind.
Well?
At the next masquerade, I'm going to be invisible.
That's a funny idea.
They say there's a hat. Black, huge. Have you never heard of the hat that makes you invisible? You put it on, and then no one on earth can see you.
Ah, of course.
But I'm quite forgetting what I came for. Helmer, give me a cigar. One of the dark Havanas?
With the greatest pleasure.
Thanks.
Let me give you a light.
Thank you. And now goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, old friend.
Sleep well, Doctor.
Thanks for that wish.
Wish me the same.
You? All right. If you like, sleep well. And thanks for the light.
He's been drinking heavily.
Could be.
Now, where are my...
Torvald, what are you after?
Gotta empty the mailbox. It's nearly full. There won't be room for the morning papers.
Are you working tonight?
Well, you know I'm not. What? Why, what's this? Someone's been at the lock.
At the lock?
Yes, I'm positive. What do you suppose it... Oh, I can't imagine one of the maids... Here's a broken hairpin, Nora. It's yours.
Then it must have been the children.
You better break them of that. Oh... Well, opened it after all. Helene, would you put out the lamp in the hall? Look how the mail's piled up. Now what's this?
Oh, it's the letter. No, Torvald, not now.
Two calling cards from Rank.
From Dr. Rank?
Dr. Rank, consulting physician. They were on top. He must drop them as he left.
Is there anything on them?
There's a black cross over the name. See? That's a gruesome notion. He could almost be announcing his own death.
That's just what he's doing.
What? You've heard something? Something he's told you?
Yes. That when those cards came, he'd be taking his leave of us. He'll shut himself in now and die.
Oh, my poor friend. Of course I knew he wouldn't be here much longer, but so soon. And then to hide himself away like a wounded animal.
If it has to happen, then it's best it happens in silence. Don't you think so, Torvald?
Oh, he'd grown right into our lives. I simply can't imagine him gone. He with his suffering and loneliness, like a dark cloud setting off our sunlit happiness. Well, maybe it's best this way. For him, at least. And maybe for us too, Nora. Now we're thrown back on each other completely. Oh, you. My darling wife. How can I hold you close enough? You know what, Nora? Time and again, I've wished you were in some terrible danger. Just so I could stake my life and soul in everything for your sake.
Oh. Now you must read your mail, Torvald.
You're right. We've both had a shock. There's ugliness between us, these thoughts of death and corruption. We'll have to get free of them first. Until then, we'll stay apart.
Torvald! Good night. Good night.
Good night, little songbird. Sleep well, Nora. I'll be reading my mail now in the study.
Hurry. Hurry. The shawl. The shawl. His cloak. Oh. Oh, never see him again. Never, never. Oh, and never see the children again. Never. Oh, the freezing black water, the depths, down. Oh, I wish it were over. Oh, he has it now. He's reading it now. Oh, no, 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 not yet. Oh, Torvald, goodbye. Goodbye, you and the children.
Nora! What is this? You know what's in this letter?
Yes. Yes, I know. Let go of me. Let me out.
Where are you going?
Don't try and save me, Torvald.
True. That is true what he writes? Oh, how horrible. No, 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 no. It's impossible. It can't be true.
It is true. I've loved you more than all the swirls.
No, 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 no. None of your slippery tricks. What is this you blundered into?
Oh, just let me loose. You're not going to suffer for my sake. You're not going to take on my guilt.
No more play acting. I'm making sure you stay right here and give me a reckoning. You understand what you've done? Answer. You understand?
Yes. I'm beginning to understand everything now.
Oh, what an awful awakening. In all these 8 years, she who was my pride and joy, a hypocrite, a liar, worse, a criminal. How infinitely disgusting it all is. The shame. I should have suspected something of the kind. I should have known all your father's flimsy values. Be still. All your father's flimsy values have come out in you. No religion, no morals, no sense of duty. Oh, how I'm punished for letting him off. I did it for your sake, and you repay me like this.
Yes, like this.
Now you've wrecked all my happiness. You have ruined my whole future. Oh, it's awful to think of. I'm in the hands of a totally unscrupulous man. He can do anything he wants with me. Ask for anything. Play with me like a puppet, and I can't breathe a word. I'll be swept down miserably into the depths on account of a feather-brained woman.
When I'm gone from this world, you'll be free.
Oh, quit your posing. Your father had a mess of those speeches, too. What good would that ever do me if you were gone from this world, as you say? Not the slightest. He can still make the whole thing known. And if he does, I could be falsely suspected as your accomplice. They might even think that I was behind it, that I put you up to it. And all that I can thank you for. You, that I have coddled the whole of our marriage. Can you see now what you have done to me?
Yes.
It's so incredible. I can't grasp this. But we'll have to try and put things to rights. Take off that shawl. I said take it off. I've got to appease him somehow or other. This thing has to be hushed up at any cost. And as for you and me, it's got to seem like everything between us is just as it was. To the outside world, that is. You'll go right on living in this house, of course, but you can't be allowed to bring up the children. I don't dare trust you with them. Oh, to have to say this to someone I've loved so much, and that I still... Well, that's done with. From now on, happiness doesn't matter at all. All that matters is saving the bits and pieces, the appearance... What's that? And so late. It's maybe the worst. You think he'd... Hide, Nora. Say you're sick.
A letter from Mrs. Helmer.
I'll take it. Yes, it's from him. You don't get it. I'm reading it myself.
Then read it.
I hardly dare. We may be ruined, you and I, but I've got to know. Nora! Nora! Wait, I better check it again. Yes, it's true. I'm saved, Nora. I'm saved.
And I?
Well, you too, of course. We're both saved, both of us. Look, he sent back your note. He says he's sorry and ashamed that a happy development in his life. Oh, who cares what he says? Nora, we're saved. Oh, no one can hurt you. Oh, Nora, Nora, Nora. But first, this ugliness all has to go. Let me see. No, I don't want to see it again. I want the whole thing to fade like a dream. There. Into the stove with him. Now there's nothing left. He wrote that since Christmas Eve. There must have been three terrible days for you, Nora.
I fought a hard fight in those 3 days.
And suffered pain and saw no escape. No, we're not going to dwell on anything unpleasant. We'll just be grateful and keep on repeating, it's over. Now it's over. Do you hear me, Nora? You don't seem to realize it's over. What's that mean? That frozen look. Oh, poor little Nora, I understand. You can't believe I've forgiven you. But I have, Nora. I swear I have. I know that what you did it out of love for me.
That's true.
You loved me the way a wife ought to love her husband. It's simply the means that you couldn't judge. But you think I love you any less for not knowing how to handle your affairs? No. Just lean on me. I'll guide you and teach you. I wouldn't be a man if this feminine helplessness didn't make you twice as attractive to me. You mustn't mind those sharp words I said. That was all in the first confusion of thinking my world had collapsed. I've forgiven you.
My thanks for your forgiveness.
Oh, no, wait. Wait, what are you doing in there?
Getting out of my costume.
Yes, do that. Try to calm yourself and collect your thoughts again, my frightened little songbird. You can rest easy now. I've got wide wings to shelter you with. How snug and nice our home is, Nora. You're safe here. I'll keep you like a hunted dove I've rescued out of a hawk's claws. I'll bring peace to your poor, shuddering heart. Gradually, it'll happen, Nora. You'll see. Tomorrow, all this will look different to you. Then everything will be as it was. I won't have to go on repeating, I forgive you. You'll feel it for yourself. How can you imagine I'd ever conceivably want to disown you or even blame you in any way? Oh, you don't know a man's heart, Nora. For a man, there's something indescribably sweet and satisfying in knowing he's forgiven his wife. And forgiven her... out of a full and open heart. It's as if she belongs to him in two ways now. In a sense, He's given her fresh into the world again. And she's become his wife and his child as well. From now on, that's what you'll be to me. You little bewildered, helpless thing. Don't be afraid of anything, Nora. Just open your heart to me. And I'll be conscience and will to you. Both to... Oh, what's this? Not in bed? You've changed your dress.
Yes, Torvald, I've changed my dress.
But why now, so late?
Tonight I'm not sleeping.
Oh, but Nora, dear, you have to...
Oh, it's still not so very late. Sit down, Torvald. We have a lot to talk over.
Nora, what is this? This hard expression?
Sit down. This will take some time. I have a lot to say.
You worry me, Nora, and I don't understand you.
No. That's exactly it. You don't understand me, and I've never understood you either, not until tonight.
But you...
Don't interrupt. You can just sit there and listen to what I have to say. We're closing our accounts, Torvald.
How do you mean that?
Doesn't anything strike you about our sitting here like this?
What's that?
We've been married 8 years now. Doesn't it occur to you that this is the first time we two, you and I, man and wife, have ever talked seriously together?
What do you mean seriously?
In 8 whole years, longer even, right from our first acquaintance, we've never exchanged a serious word on any serious thing.
You mean I should constantly go and involve you in problems you couldn't possibly help me with?
I'm not talking about problems. I'm saying that we've never sat down seriously together and tried to get to the bottom of anything.
But dearest, what good would that ever do you?
That's the point right there. You've never understood me. I've been wronged greatly, Torvald. First by Papa, and then by you.
What? By us? The two people who've loved you even more than anyone else.
You've never loved me. You've thought it fun to be in love with me, that's all.
Nora, what a thing to say.
Oh, yes, it's true now, Torvald. When I lived at home with Papa, he told me all his opinions, so I had the same ones too, or if they were different, I hid them, since he wouldn't have cared for that. And he used to call me his doll child. And he played with me the way I played with my dolls. Then I came into your house.
How can you speak of our marriage
I mean
that
I went from Papa's hands into yours. You arranged everything according to your own taste, and so I got the same taste as you, or I pretended to. I can't remember. I guess it was a little bit of both, first one and then the other. And now when I look back, it seems as if I'd lived here like a beggar. Just from hand to mouth. I've lived by doing tricks for you, Torvald, but that's just the way you wanted it. It's a great sin what you and Papa did to me. You're to blame that nothing's become of me.
Nora, how unfair and ungrateful you are. Haven't you been happy here?
No. Never. I thought so, but I never have.
Not happy.
No. Only lighthearted. And you've always been so kind to me. But our home's been nothing but a playpen. I've been your doll wife here, just as I was Papa's doll child, and in turn the children have been my dolls. I thought it was fun when you played with me, just as they thought it was fun when I played with them. That's been our marriage, Torvald.
There's some truth in what you're saying under all the raving exaggeration. But it'll all be different after this. Playtime's over. Now for the schooling.
Who's schooling? Mine or the children's?
Both yours and the children's, dearest.
Oh, Torvald, you're not the man to teach me how to be a good wife to you.
And you can say that?
And I? How am I equipped to bring up children?
Nora!
Didn't you just say a moment ago that that was no job to trust me with?
In a flare of temper, why fasten on that?
Yes, but you were so very right. I'm not up to the job. There's another job that I have to do first. I have to try to educate myself. And you can't help me with that. I have to do it alone. And that's why I'm leaving you now.
What's that?
I have to stand completely alone if I'm ever going to discover myself in the world out there. So I can't go on living with you.
Nora, Nora, no.
I want
Nora.
To leave right away. Christine should put me up for the
You're
night.
You're insane. You've no right. I forbid you.
From here on, there's no use forbidding me anything. I'll take with me whatever is mine. I don't want a thing from you now or later.
What kind of madness is this?
Tomorrow I'm going home. I mean home where I came from. It'll be easier for me to find something to do.
Oh, you blind, incompetent child.
I must learn to be competent, Torvald.
Abandon your home, your husband, your children, and you're not even thinking of what people will say.
I can't be concerned about that. I only know how essential this is.
Oh, it's outrageous. So you'll run out like this on your most sacred duties.
What do you think are my most sacred duties?
And I have to tell you that? Aren't they your duties to your husband and children?
I have other duties equally sacred.
That isn't true. What duties are they?
Duties to myself.
Before all else, you're a wife and a mother.
Oh, I don't believe in that anymore. I believe that before all else, I'm a human being no less than you, or anyway, I ought to try to become one. I know the majority thinks you're right, Torvald, and plenty of books agree with you, too, but I can't go on being satisfied with what the majority says or what's written in books. I have to think these things over for myself, and I have to try to understand them.
Why can't you try to understand your place in your own home? On a point like that, isn't there one infallible guide? Where's your religion?
Oh, Torvald, I'm really not sure what religion is.
What are you saying?
I only know what the minister said when I was confirmed. He said religion consisted of this and that. And when I get free of my life here and I'm on my own, I'm going to go into that problem too. I'll see if what the minister said was right or if in any case it's right for me.
A young woman your age shouldn't talk like that. If religion can't guide you, I can try to rouse your conscience. You do have some moral feeling. Or tell me, has that gone too?
It's not easy to answer that, Torvald. I simply don't know. I'm all confused about these things. I just know that I see them so differently from you. I find out, for one thing, that the law is not at all what I'd thought. But I can't get it through my head that that law is fair. A woman hasn't a right to protect her dying father or save her husband's life. I just can't believe that.
Oh, you talk like a child. You don't know anything of the world you live in.
No, I don't. But now I'll begin to learn for myself. I'll try to discover who's right, the world or I.
Nora, you're sick. You've got a fever. I almost think you're out of your head.
I've never felt more clear-headed and sure in all my life.
And clear-headed and sure, you're leaving your husband and children.
Yes.
Then there's only one possible reason. You no longer love me.
No. That's exactly it.
Nora, you can't be serious.
Oh, this is so hard, Torvald. You've always been so kind to me, but I can't help it. I don't love you anymore.
Are you also clear-headed and sure about that?
Yes, completely. That's why I can't go on staying here.
Can you tell me what I did to lose your love?
Yes, I can tell you. It was this evening when the miraculous thing didn't come. Then I knew that you were not the man that I'd imagined.
Be more explicit. I don't follow.
I've waited now so patiently 8 long years. For my Lord, I know miracles don't come every day. Then this crisis broke over me and such a certainty filled me. Now the miraculous event would occur. While Krogstad's letter was lying out there, I never for an instant dreamed that you could give in to his terms. I was so utterly sure that you'd say to him, "Go on, tell your tale to the whole wide world." And when he'd done that...
Yes, what then? When I delivered my own wife into shame and
disgrace.
And
when he'd done that, I was so utterly sure that you'd step forward, take the blame on yourself and say... I am the guilty one.
Nora!
Oh, I know you're thinking I'd never accept such a sacrifice from you. No, of course not. But what good would my protests be against you? That was the miracle I was waiting for. In terror and hope, And to stave that off, I would have taken my life.
I'd gladly work for you day and night, Nora, and take on pain and deprivation. But there's no one who gives up honor for love.
Millions of women have done just that.
Oh, you think and talk like a silly child.
Perhaps. But you neither think nor talk like the man I could join myself to. When your big fright was over, and it wasn't from any threat against me, only for what might damage you, when all the danger was past, for you, it was just as if nothing had happened. I was exactly the same, your little lark, your doll, that you'd have to handle with double care now that I'd turned out to be so brittle and so frail. Torvald, it was in that instant that it dawned on me for 8 years I've been living here with this stranger. And that I've even conceived 3 children. I can't stand the thought of it. I could tear myself to bits.
I see. There's a gulf that's open between us. That's clear. Oh, but Nora, can't we bridge it somehow?
The way I am now, I'm no wife for you.
I have the strength to make myself over.
Maybe. If your doll gets taken away.
But to part from you. No, Nora, no, I can't imagine it.
All the more reason why it has to be. I'm just taking a few things.
No, Nora, not now. Wait until tomorrow.
Oh, I can't spend the night in a strange man's room.
But couldn't we live here like brother and sister?
You know very well how long that would last. Goodbye, Torvald. I won't look in on the children. I know they're in better hands than mine. The way I am now, I'm no use to them.
But someday, Nora, someday.
How can I tell? I haven't the least idea what will become of me.
But you're my wife. You are and you always will be.
Listen, Torvald. I've heard that when a wife deserts her husband's house, just as I'm doing, then the law frees him from all responsibility. In any case, I'm freeing you from being responsible. Don't feel yourself bound any more than I will. There has to be absolute freedom for both of us. Here. Take your ring back. Give me mine.
That too?
That too.
There it is.
Oh, good. Well, now it's over. I'm putting the keys here. The maids know all about keeping up the house. They know better than I do. Tomorrow, after I've left town, Christine will stop by to pack up everything that's mine from home. I'd like those things shipped up to me.
Over, all over. Nora, won't you ever think about me?
Oh, I'm sure I'll think of you often. And the children. And the house here.
May I write you?
No, never. You're not to do that.
Oh, but let me send you.
Nothing, nothing.
Or help you if you need it.
No, I accept nothing from strangers.
Nora, can I never be more than a stranger to you?
Oh, Torvald. It would take the greatest miracle of all.
Tell me the greatest miracle.
You and I both would have to transform ourselves to the point that... Oh, Torvald, I've stopped believing in miracles.
But I'll believe. Tell me. Transform ourselves to the point that...
That our living together could be a true marriage.
Nora... Empty. She's gone. The greatest miracle.
This is LA Theater Works' production of A Dollhouse by Henrik Ibsen, translated by Rolf Fielda, directed by Rosalind Ayres. To purchase a copy of this play, or to receive a catalog of LA Theater Works plays, musicals, and novels on CD, please call 800-708-8863 within the U.S., fax us at 310-827-4949, email us at audiosales@latw.org, or visit our website at latw.org. Digital editions of this play and many others are available online and in your local library. A Dollhouse stars Calista Flockhart, Joe Beth Williams, Gregory Itzen, Tony Abetamarco, Tim DeKay, and Jeannie Elias. Stage manager Jared Cox, sound effects artist Tony Palermo, associate producer Christina Montano, editor Wes Dewberry, recording, editing, and mixing engineer Mark Holden for the Invisible Studios, West Hollywood. I'm Susan Lowenberg, producing director of LA Theatre Works.